After a good lunch, Marla had Sally and Bob take a long, relaxing bath. That wasn't unusual in and of itself, but this time, she told them to bathe together. She sat on the toilet watching them. They were in the hall bathroom with the mirrored floor. Her own bathroom was seldom used as she had just installed the mirrors here. Just that morning, before they had lunch, all three had been in the bathroom, and Marla had squatted with her knees wide apart, letting her son and daughter watch her take a long piss. Sally and Bob were delighted to see the soft hairs of her cunt become wet with piss. Even more so when Marla, without embarrassment, rubbed at her cunt when she finished and licked her fingers. Sally and Bob had giggled as they saw this. "Don't laugh," Marla had smiled at them. "After all, Sally, you said you'd try Bob's cock in your ass, didn't you?" "What's that got to do with tasting piss, Mother?" Sally asked. "Just that what excites one doesn't have to excite the other," Marla answered. "Have you been fucked in the asshole, Mother?" Sally asked. "No, not yet," Marla had replied, glancing at her son's cock. "But that doesn't mean I won't." "Well, I've never tasted piss either, and I won't say I will or I won't do it," Sally giggled. "That's up to you, honey," Marla replied, standing up. "You don't have to do anything you don't like. Not even let Bob fuck your tight ass if you don't want him to." "But what if I want to do it?" Sally asked. "Then do it," her mother answered. Bob had been watching and listening as he stared at his mother's cunt. Seeing her soft pussy hair beaded with her piss, his cock was half hard. "I will, Mom," he said, his voice low and filled with emotions.
"Well, what, darling?"
"Taste your piss."
"Really?" Marla asked, delighted.
Bob nodded, still staring at her wet pussy hair. Marla spread her thighs.
"Okay, honey," she murmured.
Bob dropped to his knees and, holding his mother's naked hips, pushed his face close to her cunt. He snapped his tongue out and licked into her soft pussy hair. His eyes closed as he sucked and licked his mother's piss wet clit eagerly. Marla held the back of his head, squirming her cunt in his face. But Bob, after tasting the piss, suddenly plunged his tongue into his mother's cunt and began to tongue-fuck her furiously, wrapping his arms about her hips and clutching her shapely ass. While he licked his mother's cunt, Bob had drawn his feet up so that he squatted, and Sally was behind him, looking at his reflection in the mirror. She saw her brother's cock and balls dangling there, the tight pucker of his asshole, and she couldn't resist squatting behind him and sliding her hot hand under him. She rubbed at his asshole and played with his balls while he sucked his mother's cunt hungrily, slurpingly wetly.
"Oh, suck it. Oh, suck it, Bob," Marla groaned, grinding into her son's mouth. "Oh, suck mother's cunt, baby. Lap it, darling. Oh, shove your tongue way up mother's cunt. Oh, you're gonna make me come so hard. Oh, I love to come, Bob. I just love to come. I can't get enough of it."
Sally watched over her brother's shoulder as he sucked, gripping his balls and fingering his asshole. Her sweet pussy throbbed. She was using her other hand on it, smashing her inflamed clit and dipping a finger inside. Marla, already boiling from pissing into the mirrored floor as they watched, couldn't last long. Her cunt closed about her son's face, contracting with orgasm as he flicked his tongue in and out of her juicy cunt lips. She had pushed her cunt hard against his face, and then, pulling away from him, she saw his cock standing up with throbbing hardness. She leaned against the wall, spreading her legs wide.
"Fuck me now," she cried softly.
"Oh, Bob, stab your mother's cunt with your lovely heart on. Make me come again. Fuck me and make me come again." She pulled at the hairy lips of her cunt, opening to her son's cock as he pushed his hips forward. Behind Bob, Sally gazed at the mirrored floor.
seeing her brother push his cock into their mother's steaming cunt. She still squatted, and while rubbing her pussy, she began to lick and kiss the cheeks of Bob's ass. But when he got his cock into their mother's cunt and began banging back and forth, she couldn't keep her face there. Marla, with her legs wide and knees bent slightly, clutched at his ass, squeezing his ass cheeks and grunting with rapture as he drove his cock in and out of her pussy. Bob caught one of his mother's firm tits with his mouth and sucked her nipple as he lunged his prick in and out. He held her other tit in his hand, his free hand clinging to her naked ass. "Oh, suck my tit. Fuck my cunt," Marla cried, grinding against her son. "Oh, baby. Oh, that's so good. You're so hard, and your cock fills mother's pussy so deliciously." As when her son licked her piss-wet cunt, Marla didn't last long. With a wild cry, she came, smashing hard at her son as she clawed his ass, pulling his ass cheeks wide apart. When Bob grunted and shoved his cock deeper into his mother's grasping pussy, his body going stiff, Sally found the opportunity to ram her tongue into her brother's asshole. Bob gasped when he felt it, and his cock seemed to squirt with more power. Sally thrust her tongue in and out of her brother's asshole, feeling it squeeze her tongue. She plunged two fingers into her cunt with a brutal stab and squealed into Bob's ass, coming hard. Later, Marla sat and watched her children bathe each other. She was very excited, but not from watching them in the tub. She was excited because her son had licked the piss-wet hairs of her cunt earlier. Excited because she knew what she wanted them to do with her now. They were almost finished with their bath, and Marla slipped off the toilet, dropping to her hands and knees with her ass towards them. She wore only a pair of panties. After sliding them down to her knees, she waggled her ass. "Bob, before you fuck Sally in the ass," she said, "I want you to fuck mine first. If it hurts me, then you can't fuck her in the ass." "Mother, I want to do it," Sally insisted, drying herself. "You can, but only after I make sure it won't hurt," Marla said. "And the only way I know is to do it first, myself." "Come on, Bob. You can fuck your mother in the ass." Bob, very excited about shoving his cock into a different opening, didn't care whose asshole he fucked. With his body still wet from the tub, he went to his knees behind his mother's waggling ass. He made a few attempts to shove his cock into his mother's puckered asshole, but he was only half hard. "Sally, suck him hard," Marla groaned. "Suck his cock and make it very hard for me." With squealing pleasure, Sally went down on her knees and gobbled up her brother's cock into her hot mouth. She bobbed her pretty face back and forth, feeling his prick swelling between her lips. Bob, groaning with the heat of his sister's mouth, began to fuck back and forth. Sally, making muffled sounds of delight, grabbed his ass and pulled his cock deep. Marla watched them with her uplifted ass shivering with eagerness. "Sally, you're supposed to make his cock hard, not suck him off," she cried out. Bob's cock was very hard now, and Sally reluctantly pulled her mouth from it. "Oh, shit," she said. "Mother, why do you get to have all the fun anyway? I can suck his cock off real good now. Besides, I like to feel his cock come in my mouth, and you know it." "Next time," Marla said, "you can suck him off after he fucks me in the ass. Come on, Bob. Ram it up mother's asshole." Bob pushed his very now hard cock against his mother's resisting asshole. Marla moaned as she felt the pleasure. Never having felt a cock up her ass before, she wasn't sure what to expect. His cock was certainly larger than her finger. She closed her eyes, gritting her teeth, determined to take his cock into her ass, even if it did hurt. Bob was hesitating, the swollen head of his cock pushing his mother's asshole inward. "Now!" Marla cried out and rammed her ass back hard. She screamed. Her asshole stretched about her son's cock. She had screamed not because of sudden pain, but with unexpected pleasure. "Oh, God. I didn't know it would feel like this," she cried out, smashing her ass tight onto her son's prick. My God, it's so good, so wonderful. Bob, your cock fills my ass so full. Oh, I love it. I can feel your cock throbbing inside my asshole. Oh, baby, fuck that tight asshole.
Bob was clutching his mother's hips, staring at the way her asshole gripped his cock, began to lunge back and forth. Sally, her eyes huge, stood on her knees at her mother's side, gazing at the way her brother's cock stabbed back and forth, watching her mother's asshole stretch and take the hardness.
Ooh, mother, does it hurt?
No, no, Marla wailed. It's wonderful. Oh, Sally, you're gonna be next. Bob's cock is going up your hot asshole next, and you're gonna love it. Oh, Bob, bang your mother's ass. Fuck my asshole. Rip my fucking hot asshole.
Marla, her arms shaking too much to hold her up, lowered her head and shoulders to the mirrored floor, crying out with the brutal thrusts of her son's cock into her ass. The ring was burning, the friction of his cock searing her with delicious heat. His balls banged against her juicy cunt, smacking her hairy pussy lips wetly. Sally was gasping with delight. She slipped a hand between her brother's thighs and grabbed his balls. Her other moved along her mother's rippling stomach, her fingers sliding through her soft pussy hair, and she started rubbing her mother's inflamed clit. Marla cried out in ecstasy, shaking her upturned ass wildly for her son. She felt her daughter smashing her clit with her finger and sliding it into her cunt. Her son's cock stretched her sensitive asshole in such a delicious way, it made her pussy boil. The ring of her asshole created sweet rupture inside her from the friction of her son's beautifully hard cock sliding in and out. Squealing loudly, she wiggled her ass wantonly, almost overcome with erotic delights.
Oh, your asshole is stretched, mother, Sally gasped, leaning down to watch her brother's cock closely. Oh, that looks good. I want to try it, too. I want Bob to fuck me in the ass, too, mother. Oh, baby.
Yes, Marla moaned. You will, Sally. You have to get his cock up your tight asshole. Oh, it's wonderful. So big. So, so good.
Bob pounded his cock fast into his mother's accepting asshole. He felt her ass ring grab and squeeze his prick, and his sister twisted at his balls almost painfully. Sally pulling and twisting his balls increased the pleasure. He could feel the searing heat of his mother's tight asshole almost blistering the shaft of his cock. He plunged back and forth, his mother's asshole pulling on his prick as he drew back, sinking in with each stab. Marla lifted her shoulders as she could see the reflection on the mirrored floor. She could see her daughter twisting at her inflamed clit, and she could see her other hand gripping his balls. She could almost see her son's cock penetrating her asshole, and she gasped and cried out with her son's wicked thrust. She loved the way her ass cheeks rippled as he banged against them. Loved the power of his ramming cock. Her cunt was pulsating and dripping slippery fuck juices, coating their daughter's fingers and inside her smooth thighs.
Oh, harder, Bob, she moaned, wanting his cock as deep as she could take it. Fuck mother hard, baby. Oh, give it to me, Bob. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Fuck me up that tight asshole, darling.
Sally excitedly plunged her fingers into her mother's slippery cunt, stabbing them in and out as her thumb agitated Marla's inflamed clit. Her eyes were big and hot as she watched her brother's cock stabbing back and forth. Her cunt was fiery wet, and she too had pussy juices smearing her slender thighs. Her clit was bulging from the sugary wetness of her cunt, and her cheeks of her tight ass clenched in excitement. Bob was grunting with his efforts, his eyes still gazing at his mother's asshole holding his cock. His cock had never felt harder, not even when he fucked his sister or his mother in the pussy. The throbs were very hard, making his naked body shake with the rapture. Marla lowered her forehead to the mirrored floor, but her eyes could still watch Sally's fingers in her cunt. She wiggled and thrust her hips wickedly, moaning hotly as she felt herself getting ready to come.
The burning of her impending orgasm rippled through her like fire, causing her tits to swell and her nipples to bulge tightly. Each time her son lunged forward, Marla slammed her naked ass back against him. She wanted to see his balls slapping at her cunt, but Sally was holding them tightly. As it was, each time Bob ran his cock up her asshole, Sally's knuckles smacked against the swollen, hairy lips of her cunt. Sally was now twisting and pulling at her clit hard.
"Oh, pull that fucking thing off, Sally," Marla wailed in an almost mindless rapture. "Twist that fucking thing. Rub it for me. Oh, shove your fingers up mother's cunt. Fuck me with your finger while Bob rams his hard, sweet cock in my asshole."
Bob clung to his mother's raised hips, his fingers clutching her hips as he banged his cock back and forth. It felt like his mother's asshole was getting tighter, but to Marla, it felt as if his cock was becoming thicker and longer. Each of his wild plunges caused her body to jerk forward, her tits to jiggle. Feeling his cock ramming into her asshole made it seem as if her cunt was filled by it, too. Her hairy cunt expanded and closed, her clit pulsating with more hard heat than she ever thought possible. Her eyes closed dreamily as the knot of an intense orgasm filled her lower stomach. She panted and gasped, every part of her naked body shivering with the most exquisite ecstasy imaginable. Although she was about to come, Marla could feel the throbbing of her son's cock. She shoved her ass back hard, wanting his precious prick as deep as she could get it when he came.
"Oh, Bob, Bob," she cried. "I'm getting so close. Oh, baby, I'm about to come. Hurry, darling, hurry. Oh, fuck, mother's cunt is getting so tight and I'm about to come. Fuck me, Bob. Oh, please, fuck my ass hard. Pound my ass, baby. You're gonna make mother come."
Marla thrust her naked ass back, whipping it from side to side, grinding hard on her son's cock. Sally was rubbing her swollen clit faster and faster, making liquid sounds. Resting her head and shoulders on the mirrored floor again, Marla arched her hot, naked ass high for her son. Her back bowed. With a screech, she started coming.
"Oh, oh, yes," she screamed. "My cunt. Oh, I'm coming. Fuck. Hard. Come in my asshole. Bob. Oh, this is so wonderful. Spurt it up, mother's hot. Come with me. Oh, fill my asshole with that sweet hot cum juice."
Bob, his naked body shaking, thrust his cock as deep as he could into his mother's asshole. Marla, screeching with ecstasy, smashed her ass tightly against him, her asshole pulling on his cock base. She began to grind with mindless rapture. Bob let out a grunt, his fingers digging brutally into his mother's grinding hips. Sally was still rubbing at their mother's pulsating clit, her eyes huge as she stared at Marla's asshole squeezing Bob's cock at the base.
"Now, Mom,"
Bob shouted.
"Yeah,"
Marla screamed again. She felt the spurting of her son's cum juice, felt it splattering the soft walls of her asshole, burning and filling her. Each rapid gush created wild, hungry sensation in her ass.
"Oh, yes, Bob,"
she began to hiss and pant, her orgasms rumbling through her like liquid fire.
"Leave your cock in there for a while."
She felt her son's cock relaxing inside her asshole, and her ass ring relaxed a little. "Now," she said softly, "pull it out slowly, darling. I want to feel your cock come out of me slow." Bob pulled and Marla clenched her asshole around it, feeling it slide backward slowly. She mewled softly, and then his cock dropped from her asshole. Marla squealed as her asshole closed.